Yishmael, we are here in Mayim Chaim for the Tuesday night Chabura. We are learning Biyam Darkecha on Shabbat Kodesh, page Tzadik Zayin. We're starting a chapter on Erev Shabbat Kodesh, the eve of Shabbat, which is Friday, right from Thursday night to Friday. Erev Shabbat is the day that connects us to the sanctity of Shabbat. It is coming upon us. It's the day that everything is dedicated to preparation. The whole entire idea of Thursday night to Friday night is preparation, to be fitting vessels, to receive the light and the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals on Shabbat Kodesh. And everything that happens in that illumination depends on, technically, your whole entire week, like we've been learning for month, 2 months now, right? But more specifically, Friday. Friday is the day, Erev Shabbat is the day, right? The Chazal even came so far that they said, "Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbat, yuchal be'Shabbat." Whoever put in a lot of effort on the eve of Shabbat will eat on Shabbat, right? So, Mizrat Hashem, let's get in. All the days of the week, they have this special power to bring down the sanctity of Shabbat, like we've been learning, like the chart that we just put out, right? But Friday has this specific, unique ability to prepare for Shabbat. Like it's written, "Vayah b'yom ha-shishi v'ichinu et asher yaviu." And it was on the sixth day that they prepared what they were bringing, right? On the sixth day, that's in Shmot, right? Exactly. And therefore, we have to specifically be very, very prepared for Friday, in order to merit to get the light of Shabbat properly. Like the Arizal says, "Kadesh yavo yom Shabbat im tzeu muchan v'az kabbat Shabbat yeh al nechon." When the Arizal says, when the day of Shabbat comes, it will find you ready. And then, Kabbalat Shabbat will be in the most fitting way possible. Meaning, when Shabbat arrives, your table should be set, your shoes should be shined, your clothing should be ironed and ready and clean. You should have been prepared. You should have done your spiritual and physical preparations when Shabbat is already there. So there's different types of preparations that we have. The Arizal says, "Kama minei achanot yesh be'erev Shabbat letzorach Shabbat." There's a few different types of things that you can do prepare for Shabbat on Erev Shabbat. Whether we're talking about thoughts, speech, or action. The idea of machshava, we already explained. That on Fridays, it's dependent on machshava, on thoughts. Why? Because Friday is the day of? Guys?
Preparation.
No, you guys can't answer because you weren't here. Question. Friday is the day of what?
Neshama.
Therefore, right? Neshama is rested in your brain. Brain is an aspect of thoughts. Right, so this is a day of thoughts, meaning on the sixth day, on Friday, we have to be dealing with holy thoughts that have to deal with the idea of neshama, to arouse inside of our hearts thoughts of yearning fire towards Hashem, and thoughts of bitul ayesh, nullification of self, of the ego, and to think about shemot hakadoshim, the holy names, according to the level that you're at. Ma'aseh, in action, da shetzrich adam yizayir liknot kol tzorchei Shabbat b'yom ha-shishi. The Arizal says, know that a person needs to buy all of the things he needs for Shabbat on Friday. Velo b'yom ha-chamishi, and not on Thursday.
Thursday night?
What about Tuesday?
What about Tuesday? Everything you buy, you shall mention, this is for lechvot Shabbat, right? Lechvot Shabbat, lechvot Shabbat.
What if you buy it on Wednesday?
Footnote. Don't worry, guys. The questions were already asked in the author's mind. For sure, it's pshat, it's very simple, that if from you going out to buy everything that you need for Shabbat on Friday, there will be now extra lachatz, extra stress and pressure in your house, then for sure it is better that you should buy it on a day that you will not have that much stress. Mm-hmm. Here he says specifically on Thursday, not on any other day of the week. It says here on Thursday. I don't know, I'm not saying no, just saying what the book says. And then you do the actual, right, the practicality of it on Friday, right? Buy what you need earlier in the week, but he still says here you should cook the food on Friday, right? And that's for sure. Even if it's not, we're not talking about Kabbalah, you want to eat nice, fresh food for Shabbat, not something that was prepared on Tuesday and put in a freezer and taken out on Friday, right? You want to eat fresh. So too, you should cook on Thursday night at least, which is already considered Friday, right? And if not, during the day. And then we have Even though the main intention of when it comes to preparation is an internal thing, the idea is to remember again and again the light of Shabbat, right? The light of Hashem that's revealed on Shabbat. Even though it's an internal thing that we're preparing towards Shabbat, and the light of Shabbat, the light of Hashem revealed by Shabbat, we have to still do this with speech and with action. It's not just a pure internal thing. It has to be expressed outward. So on Fridays, we're dealing with all the different levels of preparation. It's a day of neshama, right? Sundays and Thursdays and Fridays are days of neshama. So you're going to be dealing with holy thoughts, right? And also on speech, which is the days of Monday and Thursday. And also with actions, which is Tuesdays and Wednesdays. For you guys that weren't here, I have a chart I'll send it to you. And it breaks down the whole entire 6 days of the week. And the reason is because on this day, all of the avoda comes together. What day of the week is Friday?
Neshama.
No, what day of the week?
Six.
What is six in the Sefirot?
Yesod.
So everything comes together on that day.
Yeah.
Right? Yesod, the idea of Yesod is to take all of the light, all of the illuminations that you had of all of the midot, and to bring them together to be one thing in practicality, one thing in actuality, right? And then you'll be able to reveal Hashem, and the revelation is Malchut, which is Shabbat, right? To reveal everything that's already the fruition of all of the lights that came together. So you have from Motzei Shabbat, right? Havdalah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, everything comes together on Friday, and that's what your Shabbat is going to be. That's what you're going to have as an expression. Because thoughts alone, even though they have immense, immense power, the preparation and the getting ready for Shabbat by way of thoughts is extremely important. It's not the end-all be-all, though. It's not everything by itself. You have to take all of this comprehension and all of these lights that you've downloaded in your thoughts, and you have to bring them out into before mamash, right? You have to bring them into actuality and to do actions that express exactly that. For example, in your thought, you're able to get straight away to very, very lofty levels, right? Without any interruption. Obviously, there's levels to that too. But you could get to a very high level of dvekut with your thoughts without having too much interruption. But to merit to really live out that level of dvekut, to live it, to bring it into the world, it's much, much harder. And you need a lot more time and a lot more patience. And you have to go according to your level of where you're at and to ascend slowly but surely. And so for sure, you're going to get there. But in actuality, it's a much harder thing. Because the rule is, to take something out into actuality is a much harder, it's a much loftier thing, right? To think holy thoughts, once I saw Rev Morgenstern said, people think they're getting to levels of dvekut. They're not, they're just having positive thoughts. Meaning, it scared me to my core, because what does it mean dvekut then, right? Like, we feel like we're getting a hug from Hashem, but what are the levels of tzaddikim we're getting to if he's calling the average Joe's level of dvekut positive thoughts, right? So too, this idea, it's not enough just to have thoughts, you have to bring it into actuality. And then you have the work of Shnei Mikra V'Achad Targum. The part of speech is, right, preparing the parasha, twice, each verse twice in Lashon HaKodesh, once in Aramaic. Shnei Mikra V'Achad Targum. That's the part of speech.
It's okay that I'm doing that, during the week, instead of Friday, I really don't have time.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We'll explain it now. If he doesn't go into it, I'll explain what he says, but yes, for sure. The Arizal puts this as the one of the essential parts of your preparation to receive the light of Shabbat. Like he wrote, according to the preparations of Friday, B'inyan ha-dibur v'alimut tzrich likor kol ha-parasha kula shna mikra v'achat targum. When it comes to the idea of speech for preparation for Shabbat, you have to read all of the parasha shna mikra v'achat targum. Right? Now Arizal adds and reveals to us, Kivan shekvar kara ha'adam et ha'parasha, kvar yesh lo koach likabel tosefet kedushat Shabbat. Arizal says, since you already read the whole entire parasha, before Shabbat even started, you finished it, you already now have the ability to receive that additional light of Shabbat. From Friday already, you've already gone into that mode of, I have the light of Shabbat in me, because you finished the parasha and everything is resting inside the parasha. And Meid Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Rav Chaim Vital, says on the Arizal, "V'lechel lo haya tovel kodem shikra parasha zolati derech mikre." The Arizal would not go to the mikveh on Friday unless he finished the parasha. Until he finished the parasha,
Question.
Yeah.
Are you saying reading the whole parsha on Friday?
You,
Five times.
No. According to the Arizal, it is on Friday. On Friday, after you finish praying, we'll explain it. Right? But on the, according to the Arizal, you do every verse. You read the verse twice in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, once in Aramaic, twice in Hebrew, once in Aramaic, twice in Hebrew, once in Aramaic. But I promise you that if you start to do it, and even if you don't complete it, your Hebrew will get better, and then it will take you just 45 minutes.
It's going to get worse.
If you get this, it will help you, bro. This is, you check it out.
We explained already about Chok Yisrael, right? And Chok Yisrael, we explained that there's a way there to do that in spreading it out over the week, right? Like in Chok Yisrael.
I'll start picking
those. Old Meir Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Vital also says, right, that he wouldn't go to the mikveh until...
Friday.
Until no, he wouldn't go to the mikveh on Friday to prepare Shabbat until he did it. Until he finished Shtaimika Chatagum, because once he finished Shtaimika Chatagum, that means he has the light of Shabbat already. Now, if he goes to the mikveh is already putting him into Shabbat, right? The mikveh of preparation for Shabbat. When you go to the mikveh Friday, it has to be after Chatzot. You're going to the mikveh for Shabbat, right? If you go to Friday morning before davening, that doesn't count for Shabbat. That counts for that day of Friday. Alright? So when you go to the mikveh to prepare for Shabbat, and you come out and you put on your Shabbat clothing, and now you're in Shabbat mode, if you did that without already receiving the whole entire parasha into you, then it's not the same level that if you were to do it after you already completed all of the parasha. Chaim Vital adds, and he says, V'aya dochek atzmo likot b'yom shishi v'aya omer ki zeh sod v'aya b'yom ha-shishi v'yichim et asher hiviyu. That pasuk that we brought from Shmuel, that it says it was on the sixth day that they prepared what they brought, the Arizal says that is talking about preparing the parasha, and that is the main thing, and he would push himself very much to do it on Friday. Rav Chaim Vital continues, Zulati imira lo eze ones gadol meod. If something very, very big would happen to the Arizal, would prevent him from doing it, as aya korea parasha shlamika v'achatagum achar siyum tfilat shacharit kodim sudat shacharit kmo shetziva rabbeinu hakadosh lebanav. If something crazy happened to Ariza on Friday, he wasn't able to do it. When would he do it? As soon as he finished praying Shacharit of Shabbat morning, he wouldn't start his meal until he finished it. Meaning, I didn't manage to do it Friday, no problem. Saturday morning, I'm not going to eat my day meal until I finish Shemika Chatagum. Okay? This is what the Ariza would do when he had a big, big, big problem preventing him from being able to finish it on Friday. ולא יספיק לומר ביום שישי, אבל מי שלכתחילה יודע שלא יוכל להספיק ביום שישי. Whoever knows, לכתחילה, from the beginning, in the set-off, I won't be able to do this all on Friday, like you mentioned, right? There's no way I'm going to finish it all on Friday. מוטב שיעשה כדת הגרא, it's better that he should do it according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. לומר בכל יום, ימי השבוע, חלק אחד משבעה חלקי הפרשה. Do every single day, there's the way of chitat, right? There's the way of chok lisal. And there's the way of the Gra. The way of the Gra was, there's seven aliyahs in a parasha.
Yeah.
There's 7 days of the week.
Oh.
Aliyah for every day. Take an aliyah of Sunday. You do it. Two Hebrew, one Aramaic. Two Hebrew, one Aramaic. And again, the fact that we're saying Targum, which means translation, does not include in it English. Aramaic. Aramaic is the original thing. That's the point. The Aramaic is the bridge between Lashon HaKodesh and every other language. Right? So it's a special thing. So you have that way too. So it's either you do it the Arizal's way, which is Friday, or you do it according to the Vilna Gaon, where you split it up 7 days of the week, or you can do it like Chok Yisrael, which would be every single day you do a different part, like we spoke about last week. So what's the inner aspect of Shlamika Chatagum? Every time a person reads Divrei Torah, he merits to receive a little bit of the light of Hashem that's hidden inside the words of the Torah, right? The words of the Torah, we don't read them to become wiser. We learn Torah to connect to Hashem. Hashem is the source of wisdom. When you're connected to the source, you become wiser. It's a bonus, but it's not the goal. The goal is to be connected to Hashem. But when the light has this unique illumination, when you're reading the parasha, that has to deal with that Shabbat. When you read the parasha of the week, right, that is the highest level of revelation that you can get from the Chumash. Because the light of Shabbat is hidden inside that same parasha.
Yeah, right.
Like the halachot of the chag, the halachot of the chag are inside, right? The light of the chag is inside the halachot of that chag. Therefore, when you come to read the parasha on Friday, person merits a unique illumination, a unique light that comes down on him. But there's a difference between the Mikra and the Targum. There's a difference between the Lashon HaKodesh, the Hebrew, and the Aramaic. Because the light of the Lashon HaKodesh, of the Mikra, right, is the holy tongue. It's the light of Hashem Yitbarach that is being revealed in the highest level of clarity, and it's all just godly revelation. But the Targum is what's called the Lashon HaMemutza, the interface language, the intermediary language. It's in between Lashon HaKodesh, which is the holy tongue, and every other language, the 70 languages of the nations. What's in between those two? 70 languages on one side and one, which is Lashon HaKodesh on one. What's in the middle point? Aramaic. Aramaic is this middle point between the two. And this is the secret of Klipat Noga. Okay? Which is a Klipa that from there comes all of the ideas of things that are permissible, but they're not necessarily commandments, and they're not sins. Drinking wine, working out, eating, all these things that you're allowed to do it. According to Halacha, you're allowed to do it. But it's not a mitzvah, but it's also not a sin. It could be a sin, and it could be a mitzvah. Meaning, eating food on Shabbat, straight mitzvah. You're commanded to eat on Shabbat. Eating on a Tuesday, what you need to eat, is okay. Anything more than that is already not. Right? Go ahead.
I have a question, like saying that it's Klipa Noga. Would Ladino or Yiddish also be on the same category? Because it's
not
like man-made and also with Hebrew?
It's a Jewish language, but it's
Hebrew's
not.
Also, Hebrew's a man-made language.
No. Modern Hebrew.
Lashon
HaKodesh, we're not talking about. Talking about Lashon HaKodesh.
Is the language a mitzvah?
What?
What do you mean?
Lashon HaKodesh is, for sure.
Noga,
Aramaic?
Yeah. Aramaic is Klipat Noga. Lashon HaKodesh is Kodesh.
Yeah.
Kedusha.
Right.
It's already sanctity. Everything else is not. It's not. Aramaic, again, it's not because it's not a Jewish language. Aramaic is a regular language. But Aramaic is considered this intermediary between 1 and 70. Mm-hmm. Right? Ladino and Yiddish are Jewish languages.
Okay.
But they're not Kodesh. They're not Lashon HaKodesh.
And that even all the other nations were speaking Aramaic at that time.
Yeah.
Like English.
Even now, there's a person watching this right now that speaks Aramaic. That's her language.
Wow.
Assyrian person. Assyrians, they speak Aramaic. Right? Shem, you got what Noga is, Rashut,
yeah.
Right? Things that are permissible, but they're not necessarily.
Could be a sin, or it could also be a mitzvah.
It could be, but right now it's. You're, right,
you can take it either way.
Yeah, a person's allowed to have sex if they're married in the right, right? But too much of it could be a sin. Even though it's not technically a sin. For you, where you're holding, to be with your wife all the time would be a sin. You get what I'm saying? To do it in the proper measures is a mitzvah. But it's, again, you're not. You know what I mean? This is gray area that's called Klipat Noga. These are things that are not forbidden, but they're also not holy. The ideas of reshut, of things that are permissible, they have to be permissible but not commanded. They have to be sanctified. You have to bring inside of them complete kedusha, and this is done by way of using them in a way that reveals the godliness that's hidden inside of them. Right? When you come to eat, you do it in a holy way. You make a bracha. You contemplate. You chew your food properly.
Yeah.
You break it down. You focus on the godliness that's inside of there, not just the physical taste that you're experiencing. And you elevate the shechina, the holy shechina that's hidden inside of these physical things. Therefore, after a Jew says mikra, after he uses Lashon HaKodesh, he uses the holy tongue, v'chevan shebechol mila tamun or Hashem Yitbarach, in every single word of Lashon HaKodesh, there is godliness that's hidden inside that word. When you read the words of the Torah, Lashon HaKodesh, you're revealing complete godliness in immense clarity. Then you're able to also say Targum. You're able to go now into the permissible things and to have the proper intention to reveal the godly light that's there as well, even though it's much more concealed. Even in the physical aspects of your life, you're able to reveal it there. Right? Even the things that the light is concealed inside of them, that there's not a complete revelation. Meaning once you've learned the parasha in Lashon HaKodesh, in the highest, loftiest, godliest way, now you can take that ability that you've revealed of godliness and bring it down to the more physical aspects. But we say twice the Mikra. We say the Lashon HaKodesh twice. Because we're forced to strengthen the light itself and to put it on a pedestal, to put it double, right? I am going to read this Lashon HaKodesh twice. And only after that am I able to go down to the permissible things that are not mitzvah and they're not sins, and to reveal that also there's godly light. Meaning once I've eaten a nice meal on Shabbat, then I'm able to have proper intention during the week. Right? It's not the other way around. Now I ate six beautiful meals the whole entire week. Now I'm going to have three amazing meals on Shabbat. No. Shabbat is what gives you the bracha to be able to engage. And that's the whole secret of Malav and Malka, like we learned, right? After all of your Shabbat, the three meals of the week, three meals of Shabbat, you had such lofty eating. Then you have Malav and Malka, which is this intermediary meal to bring in that sanctity into all of your weekday meals. Then we have mikveh. What is the proper time to go to the mikveh? On Friday. After we say Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum, we receive the ability to have this additional sanctity of Shabbat come upon us, meaning we receive the ability to bring inside of us the sanctity of Shabbat already on Friday, if you do Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum. V'Losif Kedusha B'Kirbenu, to add sanctity in our midst, that we'll be able to reveal this godly light and to reveal it and to feel it even when we're still in the weekdays. And therefore, it's very, very beneficial to go to the mikveh every day, but specifically on Friday, specifically after you do Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum, because then you have the ability to receive the light of Shabbat. You've already finished the parasha, you've prepared it as much as you can. Now you're mamash, a fitting vessel to receive that light. But in a shatat chak, in a pressing time, you can even do the mikveh if you haven't read the parasha. If the time for dipping has already come. It's from the fifth halachic hour of Friday. Halachic hour, right? You can change in the... From when the sun comes up, yeah. Right? Five hours after that, which is pretty much chatzot, right? This is what the Arizal says. Shebo mevarim kol divrim elu. Here he explains everything here. Amayan ire shemashmaut behem brua. Shemi shekvar kara shmot, whoever read Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum, he doesn't have to wait until the fifth hour to dip. Right? Because the idea of the fifth hour is for someone who hasn't read Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum. This is what he says. After reading all of the parasha, Haya tovel tvila shel erev Shabbat. After he read the whole entire parasha, Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum, he would go to the mikveh. Hanizkar b'sefer HaZohar b'parashat Terumah, is this week's parasha, Baruch Hashem in the Zohar, parashat Terumah in the Zohar, it says there, the Rav Hamnun HaSava, Alav HaShalom, Haya salik minara b'chol erev Shabbat. Rav Hamnun HaSava, right, this is a very interesting figure in the Zohar. On Fridays, he would leave to go to the river on Erev Shabbat. Vaya omer mori. My teacher, says Rav Chaim Vital, about Arizal, would say, Ki kevan shekvar kara parasha kvar yesh ba'adam koach lekabel tosefet kedushat Shabbat. If a person already read Shtayim Mikra V'Achat Targum, they read the whole entire parasha, they're already fitting to receive the light of Shabbat, they don't have to wait. V'chen lo haya tovel kodem shikra parasha. Therefore, he wouldn't go to the mikveh until he finished the parasha. Only if it was a pressing time, like we already mentioned. And in that case, he would only dip after the beginning of the fifth hour.
What's the fifth hour?
After sunrise.
After sunrise?
11:12. Chatzot. Halachic chatzot. Halachic midday.
Okay.
The sanctity of Shabbat, the additional level of Shabbat that you receive inside of you, Arizal said, would be revealed on your forehead. He could read it off your forehead if you got it or not. Straight away after you dipped on Friday, he could tell. The main revelation would only be after half of the day, meaning after Chatzot. And specifically, if he already dipped and he removed by way of his dipping all of the klipa of the weekdays, by way of doing the proper intentions when you go into the mikveh, which we're going to touch on now. That the klipin dechol ehem bigdei chol shel nefesh ha'adam. The klipa of the weekday is the clothing, the mundane clothing of the nefesh of a person. And ואפשר שכל מה שיהיה קרוב לליל שבת יתגלה יותר תוספת שבת. The closer you get to Friday night, to Shabbat night, the stronger the revelation would be. Deep stuff. ודע שהרוי להקדים את התפילה כפי האפשר. Says here, back inside the book, it says that it would be fitting to bring this dipping as early as possible. כי בא ועל ידה מתלבשת באדם קדושת שבת, by way of the mikveh. You are now bringing that light of Shabbat as a garment on of you, on top on you. וכוחה מתחילה להתגלות בו תוספת שבת. By way of the dipping in the mikveh, now there's a revelation of this additional level of Shabbat that you received. שעניין עצום ונורא, which is a very, very wonderful and powerful idea. Like the Arizal writes, that it's revealed on the forehead of a man straight after he goes to the mikveh. Therefore, everybody who brings their mikveh dipping that much earlier on Shabbat, on Friday, right? This he'll be praised for this because he's bringing an earlier revelation of the light of Shabbat. Again, it has to be after the fifth hour, after Chatzot. Because if you don't do it after then, then it doesn't count that it's really for Shabbat, right? Shabbat mode has to already start, and that's from the fifth hour. Zat Hashem.
Also, it also talks about from that point.
Exactly. Exactly. Shalom Aleichem. And a footnote here, it's good to also bring the tefillah, this dipping of the mikveh earlier. Also on the side that you want the light of the Shabbat to light up your neshama. And also on the other side, that on Beder Chlal, in a usual sense, when you, on earlier times, there's less people in the mikveh, and you'll be able to get in there and to guard your eyes and to guard your sanctity much, much better if you go in an earlier time.
Skip rush hour.
Huh? Skip rush hour. אפשר שכל מה שיהיה קרוב לליל שבת, יתגלה יותר תוספת שבת. Right? The Rizal says, closer to Shabbat, the more of a revelation there is, though. ויש שיבינו שהכוונה שהיא שככל התפילה מאוחרת יותר, היא מועילה יותר. From that, you could have the understanding that says, the later I go to the mikveh, the better. Because the closer to the Friday night, the closer to Shabbat, the more of a revelation. So there's those that have understood that over the years, that maybe I should go to the mikveh later, and there will be a higher revelation. And it's a hard thing to say. First things first, because it's already explained by way of what he says, that everybody who comes earlier to dip is better. And also on the other side, the Arizal himself would bring his dipping very early. He wouldn't do it Ramash Erev Shabbat. He would do it as soon as possible. Right? After Shacharit, he would finish praying, he would sit and do Shemikah Chatagum, and he would go straight to the mikveh. That's in the morning already, right? So how could you understand from his words that he's saying go closer to Shabbat? Obviously, he would say go as soon as possible. What he means to say is that this illumination that you've brought down by going to the mikveh strengthens as Friday continues, as you're coming closer to Shabbat. Not that you should start it later. Now, what are the intentions of the mikveh, Erev Shabbat? Zat Hashem. In the beginning, we'll bring the words of the Arizal. The Arizal says, Da, ki tzarich adam litbol betvilot zo achar zo. You have to do two dips, one after the other. The first one is lafshit bigdei achol shel hanefesh, to take off, to ungarment, to unclothe the mundane clothings of your soul, the mundane garments of your soul, to take them off. That's the first dip, and the second dip, yi lichvod Shabbat lekabel tosefet, in honor for Shabbat to receive the additional level.
Whoa.
Now there's two long footnotes on this.
So two dips to unclothe that mundane clothing, and then...
No, one, the two dips.
Yeah.
The first to take off the
first
spiritual one. Garments of the weekday, and the second one in order for the sanctity of Shabbat.
That's it? Just two dips?
So yeah. Far, that's what we're up to.
That's one kavana.
So far, that's up to. This is what the Arizal says.
Two times you go to the mikveh, two dips.
Two dips. You go to the mikveh, and you put under the water once, under the water twice. The first one, you go under the water to take off the mundane clothes that are on your soul. The second time you go under the water, that's to put on, in a different place he says, it's to put on, Chalukat HaRabbanan, your rabbinical cloak in honor for Shabbat, meaning your Shabbat, your spiritual Shabbat clothing. Let's see what he says here in the footnote. Arizal Katav, Gam Shemot Kodesh Lechaven Bem. Arizal brings us also holy names to bring. Should we do Shemot right now? I don't think we're going to do Shemot right now.
You shouldn't do it online.
Yeah, we'll do it later. Zat Hashem. Zo kavana shava lechol nefesh. This is an intention that is equal for every single soul. First dip, my intention is to take off all of the mundane clothing from my soul, to purify myself from all the different ideas of nature. Clean myself of all of the ideas that I went through this week that are against the will of Hashem. Anything that I experienced that was against the will of Hashem, I'm removing right now off of me. The second dip, you have intention to clothe your soul with Shabbat clothing, that your soul will be able to live out this godly light and to recognize in the true, complete reality that is in Od Milvado. There's nothing besides Hashem. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh writes that before the dipping, you have to break your heart in tshuva. Break your heart in tshuva. Again, a broken heart is not sadness. A broken heart is a vessel that is receiving and that is able to give off. But the Baal Shem Tov adds, before you go to the mikveh on Shabbat, you have to break your heart in tshuva. But what's the reason? What are we trying to do by going to the mikveh? To purify ourselves and to merit to ascend. Earthenware, clay, you can't purify it in a mikveh. If right now a person has hot pig on a mug, in a coffee mug, right? How do you kosher a coffee mug?
You can't.
You have to break it, right? So, what are we made up of?
Earth.
So how can we go to a mikveh?
I have to break it.
Shviratan zo hita aratan. Breaking it is its purification. You are made up of earth. How could you get purified in a mikveh? Halacha says you can't. Shviratan zo hita aratan. Breaking your heart, that is your purification. That's how the mikveh could even work on you.
About clay vessels.
Isn't glass also from earth though? It's like sand that like melted down and you like make glass like that?
It's not earth. It's sand. It's not dirt. Clay.
Talk about cold or hot.
Therefore, you have to break your heart. By way of breaking your heart, you will be rectifying the lower physical part of yourself, which is considered an earthenware vessel. And then you will be able to get tahara, purification in the mikveh, and the rest of the parts of your makeup, of your body. So here's a footnote here. So if whoever wants more of this, when we did the class on Kedusha, you can go back and look there. We did the class on Kedusha. There was all the, we did the intentions for the mikveh that you should have on a regular day. So that's the idea of the mikveh. What's the kavanah for Friday, guys? No, for the dipping. The dipping.
I'm removing your weekly garments and put on Shabbos rabbi clothes.
Yeah.
There you go. Right? First dip, take off everything that was of the weekday, everything against Hashem. That's it. There's Shemot. After the class, we're going to stop this. After the class, we'll talk about it because it's important for us here, but not for those on the gram. So, next thing is Toamea. Who knows what Toamea is besides you?
Tasting.
Yeah, two chassidim, they know. The tasting of the food. Toamea chaim zachu. We say this on Shabbat, right? The tasters, whoever tastes her, merits. Tastes what? Shabbat. Ketav Arizal. The Arizal writes, Ra'ui la'adam litom kol ha'tavshilin shebevashol lichvod ha'Shabbat. It's fitting for a person to taste from all of the food that is prepared for Shabbat. Wow! Gival!
I was never here. It's like I'm a book for 10 minutes or what to go.
There you go.
And I see someone with a white yarmulke, so I gotta come.
From instead of on Instagram, you come in person. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Haba. So it says that the person who tastes the food that was prepared for Shabbat, it's as if you're a person, here, whatever. It's as if you're a person making a suda for a king. If you're going to make food for a king, would you not taste it to see if it's fitting to eat before you serve the king?
You're better.
You're better, right? Vimem chasirim ezetablin. Maybe it's missing some salt, some pepper, some paprika, whatever it is. Maybe it's missing something. If it's missing and you taste it before Shabbat starts, then you're going to be able to fix it, fix the situation. Maybe I need time to prepare a different type of food. This one's already gone for it. There's nothing to do to fix it. Maybe I can fix something else. All of this is an instruction for you to be able to receive the light that's coming down to you in a nice, welcoming face, meaning in the proper way, right? Shabbat's about to happen. How do you want to receive your Shabbat? Not knowing what it's going to taste like? Is your food suck, maybe? You're going to have guests over and everything's going to be a problem? This is the secret of those who taste the food. They merit it to life. We say this in Musaf of Shabbat. Whoever merits to taste the food of Shabbat on Erev Shabbat merits to a supernal life.
Wow.
Tell it to my mom.
There you go. There's a question. Is it teima or is it a meal?
Great, you're right.
The inner intention of the mother, you know? This needs to be clarified. For sure there's an additional level here. The door closed there? Can you just make sure it's closed? For sure here there's a high level. I'm showing to the king that I honor him. He's important to me. Why is this such a great idea though? You merit a supernal life by way of tasting some food Friday? It's a big thing, right? We also have a question. Whoever doesn't cook, I didn't cook food. I bought everything from a pre-cooked place. Should I taste the food or not?
Probably.
If I didn't cook, is there an Indian for me to taste it? Right? It's the person who cooked it himself. He should taste it. That's what we understand from the regular lashon.
You should do it every week.
The minag is that even a person who didn't cook should still taste. ועל פי פשט יש לומר שאף שהוא אינו מבשל בכל מקום טוב שיטם. Even though you're not the one that cooked, it's good that you should taste it. כדי שאם הוא יראה שזה לא טוב, if you see that it's not good, you'll be able to rectify it, to fix it, or you make a different type of food. And then there is some kind of work here. So you don't have to be the cook in order to taste. Right? ועל פי פנימיות הדברים, according to the internal aspect of these things, בוודאי עניין שייך לכל אדם ישראל. For sure it has to do with every single person in Am Yisrael. And in order to clarify what is the pimiyut, what is the inner aspect of Toamea, צריך להקדים לבאר מעט את עצם עניין אכילת ועונג שבת. We have to explain a little bit of what is the idea of eating on Shabbat, what is the idea of pleasantness of Shabbat. שהרי יש בשבת מצווה לעסוק גם בגשמיות, and Shabbat we're commanded to deal with gashmiut, to deal with physicality, to eat meals. וזה דבר שצריך ביור, we have to explain this. Why on such a lofty day are we not fasting? Why is it not a Yom Kippur once a week? Why do we not go 25 hours without eating? Shabbat! It's not a simple day. Why are we commanded to eat? The idea is there's a wonderful work that can be done here to reveal godliness inside the creation. We learned about this already, right? To reveal that this food is not good by itself. The godly light that's inside of it, that is the good. By way of tasting on Friday, the food that's made for Shabbat, a person's already bringing inside him the work and the comprehension and the level and the feeling that you get to on Shabbat, already on Erev Shabbat. You're already bringing Shabbat into your weekday. Then, by way of doing that, on Shabbat, you will live a supernal life. If you taste the food of Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, with the right intention, then on Shabbat, you will be living that much of a loftier life. Yes, sir.
I missed that one little part there, with the right intention.
The right intention is to never for the physical thing, rather for the godly light that's inside of it.
Oh, no hope, in other words.
No, there's hope. There's hope. We're going to send you classes on eating that we did.
But the actual food is also holy.
Yeah. On Shabbat.
On Shabbat. For Shabbat also. If you prepare for Shabbat, so the whole thing becomes, and then gets Kiddush of Shabbat.
But it's still Gashmi.
Because Shabbos is also Gashmi. Gashmi is holy. Shabbos Gashmi is holy.
It's holy. It's holy dependent on your intention.
Yeah.
If you're just starving Friday and you don't care about Shabbat, you're just eating food. You didn't think about Shabbat at all while you're eating the food that was made for Shabbat. Then you just lowered the level of that food. Right? You came home Friday, you're starving. You haven't eaten since last night, since Thursday night. And you just want to eat. You didn't think about Shabbat at all. You just want to eat.
But
you just lowered that food.
But the fact is, you're taking the Shabbos food to eat. You don't take some yogurt.
What are you going to take? Not the fresh food that's there on the stove still. What are you going to eat? Cereal? Of course you're going to take the Moroccan fish. Not the gefilte fish, the Moroccan fish, of course. There's something to what you're saying. But it's in the pnimiyut, you have to understand that it's a thought process, right? This is the intention you have to have when you're eating your food Friday that was prepared for Shabbat, the holy halig of food of Shabbat. This is the intention for every day of eating, right? To feel the godly light that is being revealed by way of the taste of this food. If you like the taste of something, what you're really experiencing when we have that, remember when we had that cheeseburger in Crave in Jerusalem? Right, that taste, what was it? It wasn't the cheeseburger. It was the godliness that was being revealed by way of that. Nah, if they want to judge me improperly, that's on them. Right? Therefore, Beze Bochaba. This one's available for you. By way of this, you get to the supernal life. Then you get to true life. That even in the Gashmiut, even the Gashmi, even the physicality is illuminated with godly light. But we have to pay attention. Why do you have to eat physical food in order to do this? Because you're showing by way of this that you want the king and you're honoring the guest. I desire you, Hashem, and I'm honoring the Shabbat guest that is coming into my house right now. By way of tasting, you're now going into the work and to the light of Shabbat. Because the whole entire idea is that the queen is coming. And that is the revelation of Malchuto Bechol Mashallah, that Hashem is revealed, His kingship is in every domain. And when a Jew tastes these foods of Shabbat already on Friday, you're showing that you so much want that revelation that you can't even wait, and you have to do it already now from Friday. I can't wait, right? I need it now. Here we have a huge, huge, huge hint, a huge fundamental hint by way of what we just learned. That you have to bring in these feelings, these holy feelings of Shabbat already on Friday. It's not enough to just go into Shabbat and then feel it. On Friday already you have to be bringing down these downloads, meaning to already feel the lights of Shabbat on the proper way of preparation. Like we explained when we talked about preparation, right? That the preparation is a way for me to already feel what I'm preparing for. And I'm so prepared that I'm already in the mindset of that thing that I'm preparing for.
Maybe it's connected, the chonav of the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah.
Because you're already bringing the mitzvah into the non-mitzvah mindset, right? Because you're in the mundane, you haven't even done the mitzvah yet, and you're already bringing that light down. Because in achana, in preparation, you have two different types, two faces of preparation. Or it's lishtokek, liskot be'orot elu. I'm yearning to merit to receive these kinds of lights, and to go inside of the light by way of a request, a prayer. Zakeni avi largish kach ve'kach. Please merit me for my Father in heaven to help me feel this or this. Or she etchil mamash lahargisham b'fol. Right? Or you actually start to feel them. V'agasha mukdemet, this early feeling that comes before you actually have the feeling, this is the feeling of preparation. Moila betarte, it's beneficial in two sides. Ki ze gam margilet nafsho la'or, v'ze gam poteach hishokikut la'or. It prepares you to already get used to feeling the light, and it also opens you up to be able to receive the light. So there's two ways you can get out of that. Then we have the cutting of the nails. Nail cutting. It's a minhag to do Fridays. Oh, davar chashuv yesh b'yom shishi. Another important thing on Friday is alacha liktzotz et hatziponav. The alacha of cutting your fingernails. Like it's written in Shulchan Aruch, in Or Chaim, Siman Resh Samech 260, in the first halacha, Ki bechelek ha'odef shel tziporeim yesh achizat haklipot shemenasot linok ve'or shemeir la'adam. The white of your nails, meaning the excess of your nails, what doesn't need to be there, it's from the white. When it starts to get longer, and then you already have that white, what the girls call the French tip, right? That part, that part is excess. You don't need it. It's excess. And that is a place that all of the negative energies hold on to there, and they try to nurse off of the light that is on the person. And you have intention, again, this is only for men, because for women, that is all about beautification, right? The same thing goes with long hair. Also, men shouldn't have long hair, because again, it's odif, it's excess. Anything that's excess that you don't really need...
Your hair is not for Shabbos.
Huh? No, I'm saying in general, the idea of excess. Excess is always something, like they say in English, more money, more problems, right? Yeah, in Gemara it says in 2,000 years before Biggie Smalls, marbe nechasim, marbe daga, right? Too many properties, too many worries. Go ahead.
Chatzita?
Yeah. What about it?
No, that's...
Mikveh?
No, too long hair, or you can't go in a mikveh with...
For girls?
For men.
For men, there's no chatzita.
That's great.
You're not chayav to go anyway to the mikveh. You can go in your clothing, you're okay. There's no chatzita. It's a chumra, it's a nice, but it's not the halacha, it's not Iranian.
Sometimes you have dirt, or something else, not the nails itself.
Talking about the nails now, right? The nails, you have to take them off.
Some take it off only once in 2 weeks.
I don't know where you're going with what's sitting here, but we'll see. What's the kavanah? Because he's a person that couldn't have klipa. He couldn't. There's no klipa on the Rebbe. Bichaven bekitzitzoto otam leselek mimenu et haklipot. What is the intention that you have when you cut your nails? To take upon you, to pay, take off of you, to remove from you the klipot. Ve'et kol ha'shkafot shalem, and also all of their world views. When a person engages with too much physicality, with too much ideas of nature, you also bring upon yourself, wow, you also bring upon yourself a lot of world views, right? Of physicality, of these different things. So you want to remove all of that. Shelo yafriyo, that they shouldn't prevent me, they shouldn't be an obstacle for me. The kabelet ha'or ha'emet shel Shabbat, that they shouldn't prevent me from seeing the true light of Shabbat. Right? And the intention here, lo banu la'achriya, we didn't come to make a decision here. Before what to do actually in the order of things, there's a lengthy idea here. This goes according to the Arizal. Arizal, his minhag was that he would pray mincha and then cut his nails. There's different in Yanim. He's just bringing the... Huh? No, you came in late, brother. You're going to have to walk and see when the Arizal went to the mikveh. You have to listen to the class. No, don't reveal it. Let him go to the... let him go to the work.
What was the thing that they did?
Give me some.
Who?
What? The nails?
The nails? If according to here that he went to the mikveh before, that means that he went for he did his nails for sure after the mikveh and after mincha. That's what's said here. Tov.
Or you say that he told to cut the nails after mincha.
I'm not saying anything. No one's saying anything.
But
Arizal would do it after mincha and after the mikveh.
Could be done mincha gedolah.
Yeah, most likely. Tov. Rechitza lichvot Shabbat, and then you have showering for Shabbat, and with this we're nearly done. Then it says, you shall clean your face, hands, and feet with hot water. Wow. In our language, take a shower. With hot water, right? What's the inner idea here? The nature of your body is that it gets dirty. All dirtiness, all ideas of lack of cleanliness, is a hint towards klipot. If you see a mess, know that there's a klipa in that place. Right? And a person has to clean himself and bathe himself and remove from himself klipot. specifically Erev Shabbat, Friday night. שהקליפות הוראות שהאדם הולך להתעלות ולקבל שפע גדול. The clipa sees that you're about to ascend and you're about to receive a ton of shefa. You're about to receive Shabbat. אזי הם מנסות לתפוס את השפע שצריך לבוא לו. Then they try to grab the shefa that's going to be downloaded for you, right? And then they're going to take it all. ולכן האדם צריך לרחוץ את עצמו במים ולסלק מעצמו כל קליפה וטעות. Then a person has to clean himself off with water and to remove from himself all different types of klipa, husks, and all mistakes in world views.
After the mikveh.
It's separate the mikveh, for sure. In our days, mikvehs, you for sure have to go in. You go in bald, you come out with hair. You for sure have to go in the mikveh. Forget Kabbalah, just for your health. You should go to the mikveh, you should go to the shower. The harem is bechitza b'mayim dafka. What's the hint that you have to shower specifically in water? Shemayim emorim al midat ha-chesed keyadua. Mayim, water, is a hint to chesed. והם מרמזים על אור השם דבר, which is a hint to the light of Hashem, ושכל השפע הוא רק שלו, all the shefa is just Hashem's, כמה שהאדם זוכר את השם יתברך ושפעו, how much a person remembers Hashem and his shefa, so too he will merit to come out of the mistakes of the klipa and of nature. Wow. Right? The more you're connected to water, the more you're going to remove yourself from the mistakes of this world and nature. כך שכוונת הרחיצה היא, so what's the intention of this hot water shower? להסיר את הטעות הקליפות, מאיתנו, to remove the mistakes and the confusion of the klipa from upon us, by way of the truth that is hinted to in water. שהכל זה רק אור השם דבח. What is that truth? That everything is just the light of Hashem? וצריך לרחוץ במים חמים, you have to do this in hot water. כי חמימות מורה על אש ההתלהבות שהיא המפילה את הקליפות. What is hot? If water is truth, hot water is already that burning passion, that fiery passion, which causes all of the mistakes and the confusion of the klipa to fall off of you. Because how do you get... The klipa wants to make you cold, right? It wants to make you turned off and not want to do anything holy. And the hot water, the passion, the fire, that is the exact
opposite
of being cold and being... Right? The whole they say about Amalek, Yimach Shimo... Right, that the whole entire thing of their nation is they're willing to jump inside the jacuzzi just to make it a little bit more cold. Right, if you're in the jacuzzi by yourself, it's nice, it's hot, you have the whole heat to yourself. One person comes inside of it, it's a little bit more cold.
Really?
They're going to die. They know they're for sure going to die. They're going to jump into a hot pot of boiling water. For sure the Amalek is going to die himself. It's like a kamikaze mission. But he made it a little bit colder for you, that's great. Exactly. Crazy stuff. What do we have here? Oh, more stuff. Al pi kabola, ma'im chamim, hem soda hush. Okay, we're not going there. Ki haderech latzliach lavod bizmani akoshi. What's the way to be successful to serve Hashem in hard times, when the klipot are tough and they're surrounding you and you're having very very hard tests that are being amplified on you? It's to work lavod be'esh litorud v'zrizut. To work serve Hashem with fire of arousal and quickness, being quick to do things. Esh pnimit, an internal fire. ולכל הפחות צריך שינהיג את עצמו בהתנהגות חיצונית של זריזות והתלהבות. You don't have it internally, at least externally, be quick and passionate and fiery with what you're going to do. Right? And once you do that as an action, then your heart will be pulled after it. Right? אחרי המעשים נמשכים לבבות. After your... If you're going to move fast, you're going to shachrit, even though you don't feel like moving fast to shachrit, mizat Hashem, your heart will catch up to your body, and it will all connect. ועל ידי זה, התעורר ליבו להתלהב בעבודה. ועל ידי זה, הקליפה תיפול. By way of this, the klipa falls out, ולא תצליח לאחוז בנו, and it won't be able to grab onto us, ולא תבעיר חס השלום אש כעס או עצבות, and there won't be an amplification of a fire of anger or depression. God forbid. God forbid. ועתה אחר חיצה, now after your shower, שאנו כבר נקיים מכל קליפה, כפירה וטעות, אנו יכולים ללבוש בגדי שבת. Now after we took a shower, we removed from ourselves all of the klipa, all of the heresy, all of the confusion and the mistakes, now we can put on Shabbat clothing. Now we can get dressed properly in Shabbat clothing. Right? Just another additional point here, I heard it brought by the Tzaddikim, Rav Yitzchak talked about it as well, Baba Chaki used to do this, that the whole week, Baba Chaki was a public rabbi, right? He was a chief rabbi of a city, he was very involved with the people, he would go teach and be involved with the people. he would take a very, 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 very hot shower Friday to remove all of the klipa of the people that he influenced during the week. So if you're a person that's trying to do coaching or influence or be online and giving over and interacting with people that are not holding so much, if you give to them, you're receiving from them as well. You're in interaction with them. It's an exchange of energies. One of the ways to remove all of that negative energy off of you is by taking a very hot shower Erev Shabbat.
Think that helps in the middle of the week. Detox.
Also, yeah, for sure. You're connected to the water.
Your
mikveh
shower.
And
shower.
No.
Mikveh or shower?
Both.
Together.
Shower.
Why not? Water. The idea of water is truth. And the chesed of Hashem and the klipa is, right? I'm the coach. I'm the one that helped. I'm the one that did this. That's already klipa, right? Last thing for today, guys, is... Yeah, you can't just go to mikveh without a shower. What are you going to do? Are you going to be nasty? Come on, bro. Go hand in hand.
Yeah, we're going to lake.
So, the last thing is sleeping on Erev Shabbat. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim iflugu b'malat ha'shena b'Erev Shabbat. The holy books praise the person who takes a nap on Friday.
Holy books praise.
Praise the person who takes a nap on Friday. V'amur sh'ashena b'Erev Shabbat ichelek chashuv me'od b'achana l'Shabbat. Sleeping on Friday is an integral part and very important part of your preparation towards Shabbat.
Like on Friday day, before Shabbat.
Tzrich lishon me'ad b'yom shishi. You have to sleep a little bit. Take a nap on Friday during the day. Kol echad lefi inyano, everyone according to their level. Kedei shiyeh le'adam koach v'yochol lizkot le'avod et avodat le'el Shabbat k'ra'ui. Why do you take this nap? For holy reasons. What's the holy reason?
Not tired on Shabbat.
He shouldn't be tired Friday night. Why not sing your heart out? Enjoy the meal. Take part in the Divrei Torah. Not to sit there like a zombie. I just want to go home already. No, you need to have energy. You want to be pumped up. You want to be engaged in the meal. You're sitting with the king having a meal. You're going to be sleeping in front of him? Not only do you have a simple benefit of taking a nap, that you have power and vitality when you come into Shabbat, and you're not going to be tired. There's also an additional idea. By way of this, a person's showing that you're taking the work of Friday night as a very important and precious thing to you. I cannot miss this night. I do not want to be sleeping through this night. It's that important to me that I'm going to sleep right now. And again, according to Kabbalah, a person who sleeps during the day is like, what are you doing? It's not accepted in any form, pretty much.
What?
To sleep during the day? Shabbat, yes. On the weekday, sleep during the day, Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's like a big, big, big problem. Here,
really?
They're telling us, Dafna, yeah?
Why?
It's the time of work, it's not the time for sleep. It's the time for sleep, and that's the time to sleep.
Tell my father.
No, don't tell your father anything. The night of Shabbat, it's not just some, oh, by the way, Shabbat just started. It's some nice idea, Friday night, we should, we're gonna have some nice food. No, it's not some side thing. It's an integral part of my avoda. It's important to me. Friday night is extremely important. I have to prepare to it. This is the minag of the world. When a person in the future is going to atid liot la'adam b'alayla ezeh inyan ve'esek shechashuv b'enav azay hu mishtadel lenuach kodem lachen. Whenever a person has an important thing that's coming up on the night, what do? You rest in order for that thing. Kedei she'eh lo koach b'alayla l'inyan hachashuv. You want to have power for that important thing, so you rest for that important thing. Is Friday not Friday night not important? Is Shabbat night not important?
Yes.
It's the highest of the high, right? Beyond the physical benefit of sleeping Friday, that you have power and you're not going to fall asleep on the table. There's also another zgula side to it, an auspicious thing to it. You're showing by way of going to sleep Friday day that the night work of Friday night is important to me. I care about it. It's precious to me. I'm not going to mess it up. By way of this, you arouse the mercy of Hashem to help you, to bring down the light to you, to influence you in a deeper way. And this is the work of Friday. Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach.
Amen.
Next week we're going to be doing the clothing of Shabbat. What do you wear on Shabbat? And then we're going to do the candles of Shabbat the week after that, which is very important. We'll see.
Wait, no sikkum. There's no sikkum here.
The sikkum, I'll do one. There isn't a sikkum here, but I'll do it myself.
Yes.
This is the sikkum. Let's run through everything.
A summary.
Summary. You have to prepare. Friday is the main day of preparation. I only have 25 seconds. So this Friday is the main day of preparation. And there's different types of preparation. You have thought, speech, and action, but you have to do all of them because thoughts is not enough. So therefore, you have to do speech and action.
Boom.
The speech you do by way of doing Shem Yikah HaTargum, preparing the whole entire parasha. The Arizal wouldn't go to the mikveh until you finish Shem Yikah HaTargum. And if you can't do it all on Friday, then you can do like the Gra, which you split the 7 days into the seven aliyot.
Yeah.
And then you have the time to go to the mikveh, which is after the fifth hour of the day. And